When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello, poor old Ben, the producer of this podcast. I'm slapping a bit of live aloe vera. Well, it is alive. It's a plant that's in my bathroom. Snapped a bit off and I'm sliming it all over my face. And it looks, well, you can use your imagination. Absolutely disgusting. But yeah, I was going in a different direction there. It looks like I'm spreading spunk over my face, let's be honest. Cuddle Club! Thank you for coming back to my arms. This is disgusting. I've literally got goop over my face. Anyway, I'll tell you what's not disgusting. This podcast. Okay, lovely link if you can get it. And I can. Before we get into it, please can come to the live show because I'd love to see you there. I'm going to do games and interactions and who says that? Me just now. There's going to be lots of fun stuff. Slightly different format. You've got to adapt to the live room, you see. And I've got Zed Gamble, my jungle king, let's call him. Well, if you've seen Outsiders. Oh, there is a jungle show, isn't there? Well, don't worry, we haven't gone on that. Outsiders on Dave Wednesday nights. By this time this goes out, you'll have to watch it on Catch Up. UKTV.com. Anyway, the point is, the live show's me and Teddy, just getting into it, you know, is going to be on the 12th of December at 21 Soho, so come along. And if you don't come along, fuck you and your family. Ooh, she can turn so quick. I don't mean the second bit, but I do mean the first bit. Sometimes you talk and it goes right, and sometimes you talk and it goes wrong. And we've just had to scrap one intro, so I'm doing another one. Because I started going off on a tangent going, do you remember when the tabloids would use the word love rat and sex bomb? And Ben told me to shut up and get on with it. Anyway, this week I'm very excited to talk to Claudia Adoherty. And for you, this is going to be a lovely podcast. For me, even better, really, because Claudia invited me to go and stay with her in New Orleans. So that's my holiday in January sorted. I won't overstay my welcome. It's two nights. Really, that's enough, really, because I don't think anyone wants me there for longer. And also, people like their space. Well, if you don't know Claudia Adoherty, and I think you do, but I'll walk you through anyway. She's an Australian actor, writer, comedian, author, actually, if you don't mind. She was in Extraordinary, that film that I've seen, certainly, and I loved it. She was in that series Love on Netflix. She's done loads of stuff. She certainly didn't need to come on Cuddle Club, but God bless her soul for coming on. She's very, very funny. Have you seen the Conan clip? I'm talking to you like you're in my front room. The Conan clip where she goes on Conan and, well, just look it up, I suppose. So I'm sliming all out of your room. That's horrible. Anyway, what's not horrible is this week's episode. Please enjoy it. Because I need to go and wash my face. Can you do anything with that intro? I've got a big old rash on my face because you know I said I was going to have that Dermapen.
Oh, yeah. Can you explain what that is?
You can't really... You can see, if you're in the room with me, like my flatmate said, what happened to your face? And I've got to go out to the theatre.
It looks a little bit blotchy.
Bit blotchy, isn't it, darling? Yeah.
But that's how you know it's working.
That's how you know. When your face swells up, that's how you know it's working.
But what is a Dermapen? It's to understand.
Oh, well, it's like a sort of pen that's got sharp bits in and they break this. Yeah, needles, yeah. Needles, actually, they're calling it. They break the surface of your face.
Wow.
With it, and then they like put serum in. Do you mind if we do this topless?
Well, I'm wearing a dress, so I will be. I'll have no dress on, but no, not at all. Whatever you need.
I sort of just want you to see me in my bra over that. So yeah, it's a bit of an icebreaker.
I've always wondered what you look like in a bra. To be honest,
here we go. No, my fat is very hot. You're in. Well, say it with me. New Orleans,
but everyone else says New Orleans. But it seems wrong to adopt an accent for the name of the place. Like, we don't say Paris unless we're losers. Yeah. So I say New Orleans. Mm. Sorry.
You keep you, you know.
Yeah.
What is it like?
It's so cool. It very much meets your expectations. You know, I'd never been here before. Mm. And when you have an image of a city in your head and it's like, you know, big old tangled trees and amazing houses and, you know, across from my house there's like a seafood boil house.
Mm.
Where you get a big pot of crawfish.
Mm.
Like, it really is what you hope it's going to be like.
Yeah.
But there's also piles of, very neatly stacked, I will say that, but piles of debris because there was a hurricane here a month ago.
Oh, a month ago?
Yeah, Hurricane Ida. So this show I'm doing, it was going to be shooting a month earlier, but the hurricane had other plans.
But it's lovely that you're in a new comedy series, which I Googled.
Well, yes, the news. I mean, I don't know when this podcast will drop.
Yeah.
Do you?
Thank you. No.
But the news came out yesterday, so I'm allowed to talk about it. So that's good.
Last time we met was lunch in LA. Very ass, isn't it?
Vietnamese.
You don't know what city we're going to be in.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Mm. It's very us to just get some noodles in LA, isn't
it? Yeah, just get a bowl of noodles and just
polish it off with some acai berries. Very us.
We do have a great rapport, I think. We do get along well. We like each other a lot. But we actually haven't spent a lot of time together.
Enough time together, isn't it? Enough time together. But the surprise is I'm coming to New Orleans.
I would actually love that. I think you should. It's so cool.
You're very casual for someone who got chased by a policeman yesterday in the movie. Mm. in the series, but also
TV show,
but also if you Google Claudio Doty, it says Claudio Doty body, boyfriend, movies, in that order. That's what people want to know about you.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea that's what people. Buddy!
Yeah.
I've got one. I do have
people
a buddy.
People want to see it.
So we started last week on this new show I'm on. It's called Killing It.
Mm.
Very excited about this show.
Mm.
And I went into my trailer after doing like a makeup test. And it wasn't them testing me on how good I am at doing makeup. I wish. No, they're just putting makeup on my face. But I went into my trailer. I'll show you. I mean, I know it's a podcast, so it's not much fun talk about anything visual.
Here we go. See.
And on my desk in my trailer was an envelope which just said Jillian, my character's name.
Yeah.
And then I opened it and there was this.
Oh, no. Oh, it's just lovely, actually.
Just a hand-drawn picture of my face.
Ooh.
Based on, you know, a press shot of my face, but still with no note.
Oh, no, just an empty.
Just a picture of my face. Quite scary.
That's horrible.
Mm. And I thought, wow, I guess I'll die in New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Could be worse. Seems like a good place to die. Hope I don't die. Imagine if I do and this podcast comes out and I'll be like, she was joking.
God. There was a guy in my gig the other day, grateful for the audience.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great to be gigging again.
Fantastic. Great to be out there. But he was so creepy. He wasn't listening to anything I said. He was just like staring straight ahead, like as if he was thinking about killing me. And then I said, are you all right? Are you enjoying this or... And he just went at this, mouthed for people listening, like shut his mouth as if like I'm not speaking, like did the zip thing over his mouth. And then
I thought he was telling you to stop speaking.
Oh, no.
The opposite of your job.
not that stupid. But then I said, oh, you really don't want to talk to me, Art. You really don't want to. And he was just like that, but staring so into my soul. And then he patted the chair next to him, like, ooh, come and sit next to me. And I went to, it's so weird.
That is, it's a very weird context to beckon you to sit next to him in the middle of your gig.
Yeah, I know. But men are brave, but maybe.
Men are so brave. It's one of my favourite things about them. They can really do anything, as I've always said, and do whatever they want.
They're brave in that they will just try and kill you if they want. And that is brave. Yeah.
That is brave. They're like, I fancy killing someone. I'll just do it.
Fuck it. I can do it.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Are you ready for your quickfire round?
Yeah, no, but do you know what's funny about me is I don't like answering personal questions on podcasts. Mm. So this is, it's funny that I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's hilarious for you.
It's a joke. So, I mean, I mainly said yes because I just love to talk to you. But
thank you.
I have to, you know, because my mum does listen to podcasts. Oh, I do.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem. Just moving the flowers. Sorry.
We've got to do it.
Sorry.
As women, we must move the flowers.
We must. The men sure ain't going to do it. Right. Yogurt or Robert?
Robert.
Mugabe. It's Mugabe, though.
No. Oh, God. I also don't even know anyone named Robert. And I do like yogurt. I say yogurt. So I don't know why I said Robert.
You fucked that. That was, oh, God.
I'm doing badly. Okay.
Would you ever change your name for a man?
No, I don't think I would. I think I'm too old. Like, I've just been this
name. To get
name
married.
Yeah, too old to get married, too old to ever have fun or joy. It's too late for me. But I just think, like, I've had my name for such a long time now. It'd be so weird to change it.
Yeah.
I mean, I might add on a name, but I think that's weird too.
Yeah.
But maybe you feel very differently when you're madly in love with someone.
Yeah, I would only change it if it was to do with if the numerology was really good.
How do you figure out your numerology? Is it you add the numbers of your the letters of your name or something?
Yeah, and there's a website to help you do it.
Great. Yeah. Okay, I'll do that after this.
What are you thinking about most of the time? That's the last question in the quickfire round.
Ooh, dinner.
Yeah.
What I'm going to have for dinner, what I'm going to cook, how I'm going to travel to the place where I get dinner or where I buy the ingredients for my dinner.
Mm.
That is pretty much what I'm thinking about.
You're a dinner girl.
I'm a dinner gal. I don't care about lunch, but I do eat it.
Mm.
But just lunch is just like, oh, who cares? Dinner, I care.
Yeah.
It's hot. Love it.
Get me to dinner. I think about dinner a lot. I've got to sort it out a bit more now, but I used to think about all the meals, but I used to go to bed at night just thinking, well, it's okay because there'll be breakfast tomorrow.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you want to be in a bubble with me, a cuddle bubble?
Oh, it's the time for the touch quiz. Oh, you're going to love this. What, you've got five questions and you have to guess what I'm thinking about touching.
Okay, great. Is it a human?
It's two humans.
Are they twins?
No, but they are characters. I have to help you a bit because it's impossible. It's impossible.
Five questions.
They're two characters that knock about together.
Is it Patsy and Adina from Absolutely Fabulous?
Do you know what? It's a lovely guess, but I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, let's stop the podcast. I'm too upset. do you think you'll give a little extra clue in this at this stage?
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Aliens. They're not aliens, but they might be investigating aliens.
It's Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, that was too big a clue.
Yeah, it was a really big clue. Do you know, I spent like 6 feverish months being obsessed with them, like madly obsessed when I was 12.
Oh, wow.
Like it was the peak of it in, you know, the X-Files when it was like first out. I was like 12 or 13. I was in year 7 at high school. It was like huge. I'd been obsessed with the Beatles from the age of 7 to 12. And then I went to a new school and it was like, oh, forget Beatlemania.
Yeah.
Now I've got X-Files fever.
Yeah.
And it was kind of more about me trying to just experiment with having a different obsession. But then Gillian Anderson came to Australia and she appeared in a shopping center.
What?
And 10,000, like, 12-year-old girls went.
Wow.
It was such a weird person for, like, teens to be obsessed with. Just, like, because I think she was really young at the time. I think she was, like, a 24-year-old actress.
Yeah.
And just, like, a theatre actress.
Yeah.
Who was suddenly, like, thrust into this bizarre sci-fi, I guess, fandom.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was reported on the news, like, it was, like, a Beatlemania. They were, like, Australia has not seen anything like this since Beatlemania.
Wow.
And it was for an actress.
Wow. I love that young girls are giving women the power, like going to see a woman rather than a sort of embryonic boy, like pop star, you know.
True. It's like, what was it that we liked about the X-Files? The aliens, I guess.
Yeah.
The hunt for the truth. It was out there. The truth was out there.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alain de Botton. Okay, are you ready for a question from Alain de Botton?
Oh, did you organise this from him? Did you tell him I was coming on the show?
No, I've sort of outsourced it.
Table talk.
Yeah.
We did at my primary school when I was a kid, we did the six hats thing or something.
What's that?
Something to do with Alain de Botton. Baton or whoever. I don't know how to say his name.
What is the six hats though?
I don't know. It was like there were hats of different colours and it was somehow going to help our personalities or something.
Oh, well, it worked.
Yeah, look at me.
Oh, we won't ask that one. No, thank you.
Oh, God. What was it?
Well, what's something you like in the opposite gender? One is out of date.
There's more than one of those.
And two, we've already said they're brave.
Their braveness. Men bravery. Imagine liking that.
Here's one for men. What didn't go right in your childhood?
I was bad at sports.
Mm.
I don't know. I had like a pretty incident. I'm sure that's wrong. And, you know, everyone who's in comedy, oh, there's trauma and that's what you were, blah, blah, blah. Nothing really bad. Scared of rats. That's about it.
Yeah. That's tough. That brings its own challenges.
It does. Being bad at sport as a kid feels like a big problem.
Yeah.
Because it's a big part of being a kid. It's all, you're always told to run around and catch things.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it. It was bad.
What's your catching like now?
Not good. Although someone did throw me a set of keys yesterday and I caught them.
It's a lovely feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, I did it. And actually, I had to do this scene where I was running. In my character in the show was being was running and being chased and tackled by a policeman. Spoiler alert! And everyone was like, "Did you do track at high school?" But I think it, you know, it's weird. I can act like an athlete, but I can't be an athlete. But I had to run down a hill in this British movie I was in called The Festival, and I was so bad at running. I couldn't keep up with the two boys I was running with. Joe Thomas. Sorry, I know Josh Thomas as well, so I get them mixed up. Joe Thomas and Hamid Aminashon. But we were running down this hill, and they wanted us to be running at the same pace, and I just could not do that. Also, because I have very weak ankles, and I constantly sprain them.
Yeah.
And I was wearing, like, hiking boots. It was a very uneven hill, and I was like, this is exactly when I'll twist my ankle.
Yeah.
And then I did twist my ankle. But then we had to keep doing it.
Oh, no.
But then we had to essentially, I just was much slower than them, and we had to do, what do you call it, ADR, where they record your audio later, where we had to make up something to make sense of why I was running so much slower.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was like, don't worry, everyone, I'll catch up with you later.
Oh, no.
I think I really ruined that part of the movie.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? Because you think someone has, you know, is the full package, and then they say to you, I've got very weak ankles, and you're like, well, there it is.
There it is. Sorry.
They're Achilles heel.
Yeah, ankle, Achilles ankles.
Yeah.
Got two of them.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
What's the best on-screen cuddle?
The thing that's coming to my brain is two movies, Terms of Endearment and Broadcast News, but I actually can't remember any specific cuddles in those movies.
Oh, I can't remember those movies at all. It's a stupid question. Every time I answer it, I don't ever know what someone's going on about because I can't remember any fucking films or TV.
And also, who's cuddling in movies? What's a plot point?
Oh, they do. Some people send me them, and that's a thrill because sometimes the moments in them are, like, just so nice, like like father and son stuff or mother-daughter, less so because no one cares about that.
No one cares about that. Oh, but I just thought of, I did think of a couple of cuddles. I don't know if you do a spin-off though, a couple of cuddles or something like that. Maybe you'll do a highlights thing over the holidays or something. You just do two sort of edited down episodes, a couple of cuddles.
Yeah, a couple of cuddles.
In like Little Women, the Gillian Armstrong, Susan Sarandon one, I feel like she's always, she's like, oh, my daughters, my little women. She's like bringing them in for a hug.
She's always getting her arms out, isn't she, that one?
Yeah, so that, and they're probably doing it in the Greta Gerwig one too, so but both versions of Little Women.
So something modern for you. Have you ever had a terrible, like, worst cuddle?
I mean, I definitely have. I mean, I hate to be touched by people who I don't deem allowed to touch me, so.
Are you quite, what's the word?
The opposite of tactile, tactless.
Yes.
No,
tactless.
I don't know what the word is, but I'm resistant to touch.
Are you?
From others. You know, but if I like people, I love it.
If I saw you for a noodle, bowl of noodle, and I'm going in for a hug, you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm quite good at giving, like, the least personal hugs, where essentially you're just, like, connecting shoulders.
Yeah.
Your faces are, like, metres apart. There's, like, truly no bodily contact.
Would that, who would get one of those, sort of everyone? Or...
Everyone I've ever worked with.
Yes. The whole cast of love.
The whole cast of love. Some, you know when some people are like, I just love having my hair touched. Someone asked me to braid their hair once, like, so it just felt nice for their head. And I was just like, as if. I'm going to do that. When someone sort of presents their head to you to be like, for you to...
Yeah.
Well, I just think that's so gross.
What about if you were going out with them, though? Boyfriend.
Yeah, sure, but I'd probably break up with them.
Really?
Well, no, I wouldn't, but I don't think I have actually ever been asked by a boyfriend to do that to them.
Right. Just sort of hand stuff, really.
Yeah, always hand stuff, exclusively.
Do you like it if a boyfriend would do that with your head, though?
Not really. I went to, well, they did offer me a massage yesterday because I had been doing this stunt where I was getting tackled, and they were like, well, maybe we'll send you for a massage. And in theory, I like that because I like free things.
Yeah.
But in practice, I've probably had like two massages in my life, and they don't make me uncomfortable because I don't know what noises you're meant to make.
Yeah.
Like, are you meant to be like, oh.
Cuddle club. Cuddle club. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Best cuddle you've ever had?
Well, probably like my baby niece.
Aww.
Like she just learned how to hug, and that's really cute and good.
You're not batting her away, are you?
No, love that. But my sister has noticed that like we all are not big touchers. Mm. So sometimes she will like aggressively say like, I love you.
And then what do you do with that?
Like sort of grimace.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, do you love me? and sometimes she like makes you do hug, but we're all fine. Don't think we're not.
No, I don't think for a minute. But before you go, I do have to give you your cuddle type, which is like I put the data into a calculator.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and it just comes up with your cuddle type.
Okay.
You must be very excited.
I am. I can't wait.
I know that you work in Hollywood. You know you have quite an exciting life, but now you are going to be revealed. You're kind of... Listen, Claudia, you need a format point to end it with. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
So we bought an expensive bit of kit.
How much?
A thousand times 10.
Oh, wow, God.
Okay, the cuddle type it's come up with is the fly guy.
Oh my God,
you're so fly. No, it's good. It's good.
That sounds good.
You're so fly. The fly guy flies in the face of cuddles. You can't be caught, but you bit short. The fly guy will stick around for a bit, and also a lot of buzz about this cuddle type.
Oh.
Okay, the fly. I didn't write that.
Good. I don't even know what any of that means.
No, I think the cuddle calculator is sort of getting at the fact you can't be pinned down. Mm. And if someone comes for you, you'll fly away.
Well, I guess we've proven that that's true, so that the cuddle calculator is accurate.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Worth the money.
It's worth the money. It's weird because I don't know how it works, really. Now, I'll leave the mystery. I'll leave it with mystery.
God, that's amazing. Well, do you just put birthdays in or what?
Yeah, no, I just put the recording in. I just dropped the recording in. Yeah, okay, it does it off the back of the recording.
Okay, so. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fly guy, for sure.
If you think about it, it's sort of more accurate than even astrology or something like that.
Something incredibly accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's something to think about, surely.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to embolden me going forward, knowing I'm a fly guy.
Mm.
And just to have that part of my identity solidified is always going to be good. I can explain to someone if they're worried that I'm not cuddling them enough that I am a fly guy.
You could send that sort of bit to your sister, maybe.
Yeah, she will be overwhelmed to hear that.
Yeah, you could sort of, you know, tell her you're the fly guy and then, you know, sort of have an open circle meeting with your mum and dad and just sort of, you know, ask a few questions as to why you're not more like a koala or something.
Yeah, I think maybe my whole family is fly guys except for my niece.
Mm. Well, if you get two fly guys together and they breed.
Maggots.
I was going to say more fly guys.
Initially maggots, but yeah.
Initially, but it's like a beautiful, like into a butterfly, but it's, you scrap the butter.
Take out the butter.
A lot of people are allergic to butter, so it makes sense, really.
Yeah.
You know dragonflies?
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Have you thought about that for a minute?
They are, but I wouldn't think of them as a fly.
Okay, well, stick dragon in front of what I was just, sorry, the cuddle calculator said, and you know, you're sort of halfway there, really.
Okay, great. Okay, happy to be a dragonfly, butterfly.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And any regrets of doing the podcast? So thank you for listening, my little angels. Do check out Killing It when it comes out on Peacock or whatever it comes out on in England, England or wherever you are. Hey, you could be international for all I know. Thank you for joining me and I'll see you on the 12th of December at the live show. If you don't live in England, get a flight over. Okay, so remember to... Well, I haven't said this for a while. But I will say it again. Remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club. See you at comedy. No, see you at comedy. Yeah. See you at theworld.com. No, see you at comedy. No, see you at. See you at. I'm just trying to think of my handles. See you at Cuddle Club Pod. Yes, on Instagram and Twitter. Bye bye. Night night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.